Hello, everybody. This is Roly from the Dark Compass Metal Show, and you're listening to X Metal Monday.
OKFM Metal Monday starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 39 of Erk FM Metal Monday. Erk FM Metal Monday comes down the pipes and into your ears each and every Monday on Erk FM, erkfmmetalmonday.com. This is episode 39 that I'm calling Older Than Erk. And on this week's episode, we continue the countdown for Dead of Winterfest in Brisbane on July 14. And also Erkstock, which is my gig that I'm putting on at the Valve Bar in Tempe in Sydney on the 11th of August. So we're going to have a bit of a preview of those two events. We're also going to hear some awesome metal that I featured last week. And in addition to that, we're also going to feature some metal and some hard rock that I have seen recently as well. It's been a big weekend for me. I went out to the Valve Bar at Tempe on Friday night and I saw a whole heap of bands, including a band that I'll be featuring. And we also heard Lab 64 with a few different artists singing his songs, so that was very interesting. Clown Boy Explained from Foundry Road did an awesome version of Thousand Crow Drive. Brattles from Foundry Road, their drummer, surprised us as well. He got up on stage and let out a couple of tunes as well. And among others, also Erica from Domino. Yes, absolutely awesome as well. So that was Friday night. Saturday night I went to the Roller Derby and then I headed out to Sydney Livehouse to see one of the other bands that you'll hear on today's episode. And then Sunday, here I am presenting you Erk FM Metal Monday. Anywho, we're going to start with our artist this week that will be at Dead of Winterfest. It is in Brisbane on July 14 at the Jubilee Hotel in Brisbane near Fortitude Valley. I have booked my travel arrangements, so it is going to happen. Going up to the Gold Coast for an event with Rare Breed Records on the 13th of July, and then in Brisbane on the 14th of July, across to Auckland, so I'll be saying hi to a few people in Auckland there, hopefully in New Zealand, down to Queenstown, back into Sydney, and then heading up for the last ever bunker party with War Faction the following weekend on the 21st of July. So that is going to be awesome. So we're going to start up with some death metal, and with a name like In Death, you'd expect them to be a death metal band. They're from Brisbane. They've been around for a few years now, since 2008. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys live. It should be cool. There's going to be so many bands that you can see at Dead of Winterfest, including In Death, some bands from interstate, Dark Light Corporation from New Zealand, and a lot more. So from In Death, we are going to hear Satan's Call. That will be followed by Violence, and then you'll hear Wet. If you'd like more information about Dead of Winter, there's a link on the show notes at erkfmmetalmonday.com. Get your tickets now if you're in Bris Vegas, or if you can make it there for Saturday the 14th of July. It's pretty cold down here in the southern states at the moment, so some sunshine would be greatly appreciated. Here's In Death. Thanks, Matus.
Now fading for you to redeem yourself. The echo We must talk a moment about pork, ham, bacon, pepperoni. These are some of the things that the scripture tells us we should not eat. The ushers have already locked the doors.
Civilians have been killed. Elders are angry.
Tsunamis know what to do.
11 blacks and 8 whites are dead after what's being called the worst single city outburst of racial violence since the long hot summer of 1967.
Bigfoot was loaded with more than 4 tons of pure cocaine.
The de-evolution of the human species.
Killed.
Cocaine.
De-evolution.
Killed.
Cocaine.
De-evolution. De-evolution.
The blinding light of fear. Born in fire, acting in gear. Violently, man of my day. Dormant world for over the years. Not something done without. This is something to be embraced. Something unpredictable doubles and dies. Perpetuating motion, void and rips of time. This silence will soon break. South of your fate. The dust collects. Motion creates friction. Lighting in a void. In the moment of ignition. The eyes will melt and the stable rise. Creates a breeding ground for an intelligent life.
human victim. No grace for this life. The senses are overwhelming. Makes me sick. This life must end before a new beginning. It was my end. It was myself. It was my effort turning into the night. It was my end. It was myself. It was my everything. Make me feel
we Jerry from Warfaction. You're listening to Erk FM. This is Metal Monday.
And yes, Eric from Warfaction, it is indeed Erk FM Metal Monday. Those Eric guys are all right, aren't they? Eric's a bit more better on the vocals than what I am, but I'll be seeing him and the Warfaction guys up in Newcastle for the last ever Warfaction Bunker Party. That should actually be very, very good. I did have the opportunity to go up there for New Year's Eve, but I was already going to see Foundry Road. So considering that this is the last one, Eric's actually taking a bit of time off to have some family and work commitments. So I believe they're still looking for a new vocalist. So if you are in the Newcastle Hunter area and you can compete with, you know, if you've got a similar sounding voice or you're really, really into the sort of metal that Warfaction plays, hit the guys up and see how they're going. And I'll be definitely keen to tell you how they're going and see some of the bands that will be at the Bunker Party as well. So that's coming up in a few weeks on the 21st of July, and I will be there. And I'll have my trusty recorder with me too, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Speaking of a lot of fun, I went out last night to the Sydney Lifehouse at Lewisham, the Lewisham Hotel, and I saw Temptress, who are absolutely awesome. I saw them a few weeks ago for the first time at Club Red's Women of Hard Rock and Metal, and this time they were absolutely awesome. The sound was great at the Sydney Lifehouse, as it usually is. And even though there was a small crowd in attendance, those people who were there definitely paid a lot of attention to the band, and they are absolutely a stunning band. Lots of guitar riffs, lots of drums, lots of awesome female vocals. And if you actually go to the show notes at erkfmmetalmonday.com, episode 39, you'll see a rather awesome photo of myself and Genevieve, the vocalist. We're both wearing our big boots. Hers are about 3 inches. Mine were my 7-inch platform boots. And we had a rocking time at that gig. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of them. They're actually planning a new album for this year. So that will be cool. You heard there 3 songs in a row from Temptress called Dark Messiah was the last one you heard. Prior to that, Kiss of Death. I think we're sort of staying with a death sort of theme tonight. And then the opening track we heard was called Prisoner of the Day. So rather, rather cool indeed.
This is Katie Laura, and you're listening.
Whoops.
Hi, it's Smoke and Mirrors from facebook.com/smokeandmirrors without the G, and you're listening to Erk FM.
Ah! Crazy Erk!
Yes, indeed. Coming up right now is Smoke and Mirrors. They will be another band who will be at Erkstock on Monday, the 11th of August 2012, at the Valve Bar at Tempe in Sydney. If you know the metal scene in Sydney, you'll know exactly where the Valve is. On the bill, you will hear Foundry Road, you will hear Empirical, you will hear Gutter Tactic, who are last week's Erkstock feature artists. You'll also hear Smoke and Mirrors, who you're about to hear right now, Vanity Riots, and also there's another band which we will hopefully be able to announce very soon. And of course our good buddies at Hard as Nails with Izzy, with Leon, with Reese and with Mirko. So it'll be great to see all of those great bands together. 6 bands confirmed so far. We should be able to confirm the 7th band. Have the posters out very, very soon. It's going to be a special event. It's my first gig that I'm running under Echo Romeo Kilo Promotions. Jen from Roadie Entertainment, it's her first gig as well, so we're working together together with Greg from the Valve Bar. It is going to be absolutely awesome. If you are into your hard rock and your metal in Sydney, come along and join me on Saturday the 11th of August at The Valve. There's a bistro on site. There's great music. Harry's Cafe The Wheels is next door. It's 5-minute walk from Tempe train station and it's on the Prince's Highway. So it is going to be a great night. I know there's going to be other people from the local scene there as well. One more band to announce. Maybe some special guests. And going to be lots and lots of fun. You know, 7 bands for the price of $10. You can't argue with that. So we're going to hear a couple of songs from Smoke and Mirrors, and then we're going to hear a short interview that I conducted with the guys recently at the Club Lead, Women of Rock and Metal. We're going to hear Set to Ignite and Blackout. And during Blackout, at a recent gig at the Lucky Australian, they actually did black the joint out. So here are Smoke and Mirrors. They're from the New South Wales Central Coast, and they are absolutely awesome. That wasn't very metal of me, was it?
Forget this town and combust its smoke and dust the earth. this. Wish it was over and done, but insomnia stings and turns this light to blindness. And now I'm nothing but numb, within and without, with all but with nothing, nowhere. And if you stick with the same, let's get out of this game together. We could go where the cunning darkness makes materialize the kinds of things you only see when you close your eyes. Look out, and I'm not sure what we're facing, but my heart is racing. It's so crazy, I know, that maybe we'll live through the night if we just lose our minds and let go. My vision, electric lines across my mind distract every decision. Until I'm nothing but numb, within and without, with all but with nothing, nowhere. And if you stick with the same, let's get out of this game together. We could go where the cunning darkness makes materialize the kinds of things you only see when you close your eyes. Look out, and I'm not sure what we're facing, but my heart is racing. It's so crazy, I know, that maybe we'll live through the night if we just lose our minds and let go.
What's it like being here today?
It's good. It's not as warm as last time anyway. Last time was about 50 degrees, so it's kind of a little bit nicer.
We're sweating a little bit less, so we smell a little bit better.
Speak for yourself.
So, for those who don't know who Smoke and Mirrors are, let's introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Emmy Mack. I am the voice box of the band.
I'm Sam, and I play the drums.
Hello.
I'm Matt. I'm that idiot guy that runs around with the bass on stage. Mostly with his shirt off.
Yeah. I'm Alex.
Sorry. I'm the left-handed one. I play the guitar.
I'm left-handed dude again.
We're 50% left-handed.
Hey, lefties represent. So, tell us, how did Smoke and Mirrors come about and how do you guys all know each other?
Sam and Matt, we've been friends for years and years and years and we always used to jam and play music together, and then we met this left-handed joker through Drum Media.
First time I ever looked at any form of magazine, that was it. Done.
And a week later, we all got naked and did backflips into some person's pool. And, yeah.
You can't really return from that. Can't really return from that, you know.
So, tell us, how did each of you get into music in the first place?
I've been playing guitar for... Oh, jeez. I know. How old am I now? Maybe...
You were playing it out of the
I don't
pool,
know.
Right?
I've been... countless, way too many years. I just loved the guitar, studied music, done all that stuff. I don't know, I just love it. It's just, yeah.
You were playing out of the womb, weren't you?
Rock and roll.
The sound of Sam dying in the background.
Our drummer's currently experiencing some technical difficulties, but as for me, I don't know, I didn't go to primary school because I followed my dad sort of around to pubs and clubs when he was, you know, gigging. He made it onto to Triple J with his band, so that's all I pretty much did as a kid, and I guess that's all I was pretty much meant to do. So.
And I guess I've always liked to sing, but like music for me was a long process of discovery because my dad hates music and my mum has very bad taste in music. So it wasn't until I was sort
What's
of
wrong
in...
with country?
Wasn't until I was in country and or western, and so when I was like in mid high school, I sort of noticed a pattern in the kind of music I was listening to, and sort of thought, hey, I like rock and roll, and yeah.
And shall we wait for Sam? He's dying. We'll let him recover.
For him, he started lessons when he was about 13, sort of for drums, and just sort of eased into it, I guess, that way. So, and currently is dying. So,
How did you get into music, Sam?
Well, I loved listening to music, and all my mates took up guitar, so there was really only drums left. had a bash and loved it, and haven't looked back since.
You could have played bass.
Fuck
that.
So, the name Smoke and Mirrors, how did that come about?
We just never had a band name, and I don't know. I just sort of... It did take a while. I just thought it was cool. I don't know. It was just a cool play on words. I like playing with words. And it reminded me of Guns N' Roses too.
So I met you guys back in November 2011. You were sharing the stage with my buddies Emotus. And tell us about some of the things that you've been up to since, because I know I've been to many of your gigs.
God, where to start? So, I mean, I guess from there, we just sort of, easing our way into doing an EP, and we just scored sort of an overseas international distribution deal as well. So when we sort of come out with our EP, that's what's happening with it. And I don't know, just trying to move forward and trying to get our name out there as much as we can. So.
Band comps and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, we played the West Tigers sort of band comp, which was for the Sydney Football Stadium slot. And we got to the final, and we came runner up by a point. So, you know, kicking the ass for it. But that's pretty much the main thing, is just sort of getting our name out there and just working our asses off to try and make something of ourselves.
And of course, you had an awesome gig out here with the likes of Domino and also Hard as Nails, who are also playing today. Hard as Nails are.
Yeah, we did. It was great. That was a really great day. We met so many amazing musicians, and yeah, we love all the Hard as Nails guys. They're such an amazing band. And Reese just helped us tune the drum kit too with his amazing drum skills. Once again,
shout out to Reese.
Yeah, we love you, Reese.
So, tell us, who are you all influenced by when it comes to music?
So varied between within ourselves and amongst everyone else. Like, everyone likes different stuff. I don't know where to start. Anyone else want to jump in here? I'm shocking.
We're all very eclectic, I think. I mean, you know, we love... I mean, we've all got a soft spot for sort of melodic hard rock and a lot of the heavy metal hard rock bands from the 80s and sort of early 90s. But, I don't know, vocally for me, I don't know. I've got a lot of male influences, not so many female influences, which is a bit weird. Maybe a bit weird.
It's not weird at all.
Is that you, Coleman?
Me? Oh, man. Like, it sort of depends on what you're talking about, because as a bass player, it's sort of something between, like, I don't use a pick, but Duff from Guns N' Roses, the way he writes stuff on the bass is it's probably one of the biggest influences. And Chris from Muse as well is also a big influence. But, I mean, in terms of songwriting, you can go anywhere, you know? Like, we sort of go from Guns N' Roses to some Muse, Salt of Bridge to anything sort of, you know, around that mark. It just depends, really. I don't know, going into writing a song just sort of, it doesn't really mean that we're going in there sort of trying to set out to write a song that sounds like another band. It just sort of comes naturally, I suppose.
That's it. I started listening to, like, the old thrash metal, and that was what really, you know, grew my love for playing. But then the more I studied music, the more I'd move away from it and challenge myself with what classical, jazz and blues. Then I just push myself harder in those genres.
Food's here.
Some delightful food has arrived.
You can all share.
So tell us about the songwriting process. How do you write a song?
That's an excellent question.
Well, I guess like it first usually starts. I mean, each song's different. Some songs like completely get written completely differently from the other ones. But in the most case, it sort of ends up with we'll be sitting around and Alex will just randomly come up with some guitar riff, which you know we have to tap into his brain to get out again. And then once we have that, we sort of start trying to write other parts around that. And then once we have sort of a rough idea of a song, we hand that off to Em, and then. And we'll sort of usually work around it. And
I'm really slow. I need lots of time to think about stuff because I'm a perfectionist.
Theoretically tap it out and then what? Yeah. It has to theoretically make sense. Otherwise, I won't be any part of it.
Alex is a Nazi. He's a theory Nazi.
He speaks a different language. But yeah, outside of that, sort of once he goes to Emma and she changes it around and we have sort of an idea of a song, then we all come together
one today for you.
Yeah, oh, we do actually. We're playing a completely new song.
Looking forward to that. Speaking of songs of yours that I really love, tell me about Crazy Horse.
Well, Crazy Horse is an interesting little song because it started out as a riff that a guy that used to be in our band but then joined the Navy, which compelled us... Oh, sorry, yeah, it was my bad. Compelled us to find Alex. He came up with that when we were like in year 10 or year 9. Came up with the main riff, and I just thought it was a kick-ass riff, and one of our other mates called it Crazy Horse because it sounded like a crazy horse, and then I just thought it was really cool, so I just wrote the whole song around it, and yeah, I got these guys to play it, and it just sort
nothing
of...
nothing to do with us, just you.
I'm sure Dave from the Budcast wants to know how to spell sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Sound it out. J.
Repeat.
You need to use the Egyptian alphabet.
Absolutely awesome. So finally, what does a gig like this mean for you guys, and specifically for you, Em?
Well, we were really excited about coming today because these festivals are so much fun to play because you just get to meet so many really cool people and really cool musicians. You learn a lot, and it's just a really good opportunity to... have a bunch of new people hear our music and share that with, you know, new potential fans and musicians as well.
Especially the metalheads, because we're as a hard rock group.
Yeah.
Good.
We're still trying to find our audience because hard rock's a genre that doesn't really have a really big audience at the moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we get excited about every gig, though, as long as there's people there.
The famous IRC FM question... It's 3 o'clock in the morning and you have a great idea for a song riff or an idea or drum solo or whatever. What do you do at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Come and drink rum.
I don't know. I'm easy awake. I don't know. So we've had nights at the studio where we've been there till 3 a.m. anyway, so I guess we just try and write it at the time. I don't know. It's a hard one to ask.
I'd probably either... do something to make sure that I didn't forget it. So I'd either just come up with stupid lyrics to put to a melody, or I'd write it down or do something to jog my memory in the morning when I woke up.
I'd tell Emin go to sleep.
Three of us live together, so you know, we can just wake each other
just
up.
Knock on the wall.
Got an idea.
So what is it like sort of living together, and you find yourself like talking about listening to music all the time, or do you try and like not do that?
No, it's cool just... because it means whenever we have an idea or something comes to us or there's news, then we can just be like, hey, this just happened, or hey, I just thought of this. It's it's really helpful. But we live with someone else who has really terrible taste in music and plays it really loud, so
it's a constant battle.
Yeah, it's a constant war.
It's easy though, because I mean we've all been like, you know, friends for a fairly long time now, and sort of our friendship's quite based around music really, so it's sort of, and our, all of our lives
we
individually
like each other
are based.
If we didn't have the band.
Yeah, a lot of our lives
because Alex is a dickhead.
So, final question for you, Em. Considering that it's a female-oriented event,
indeed.
Have you had any dramas being a woman in music? Is it an advantage or a disadvantage, do you think?
Well, I think it's an advantage if you're good at what you do. I mean, because it, you know, it's easier to stand out because the ratio of... Well, shut up, Alex. The ratio of men to women, especially in this style of music is very swayed towards men. But, I mean, there are downsides too. I mean, I never know what to bloody wear on stage because I love dressing up, but, like, it's just hard.
Yeah.
It's just hard to... Because you're sort of under pressure to look good as well, which, you know...
We could be a naked band.
No.
Well, Coleman's already halfway there.
Yeah, you're halfway there most of the time.
Yeah.
So, Coleman, how is it for you being a female in it? No, let's get rid of that.
That's definitely me.
A rhetorical question.
Oh yeah, it's hard to believe that it's already time to almost wrap the episode up. But before we wrap the episode up, we're going to sort of keep with the hard rock theme for just a moment, and we're going to hear from Hounds of Hiroshima. They're a three-piece band that I saw recently at the Velvet Tempe. They're all the way from Tassie, from Launceston in Tasmania. For those people who are overseas and not from Australia, sometimes you see a map of Australia and you'll see the big landmass, and then just underneath it there's a little island called Tasmania, and that's where Hounds of Hiroshima are. And boy, those guys have definitely been working hard. They were in Sydney on Friday night, just gone, and then on the Saturday night they were down in Canberra. They had a good rock sound, and so I don't mind a bit of hard rock, and sometimes I would like to present some hard rock on this show as well. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from Hounds of Hiroshima now. The first track we're going to hear is from their EP called Miles. It's the title track. And then after that, we're going to feature their new single, and it's called Beneath Your Tears. If you would like any more information about Hounds of Hiroshima or any of the other bands featured on this episode, you can go to irkfmmetalmonday.com. I'm also going to have to feature these guys on this Friday's episode of Irk FM Australia. I think I'll put them on with I Heart Hiroshima. So here is from Tassie, Hounds of Hiroshima. This is Irk FM Metal Monday, irkfmmetalmonday.com.
Culture revolution. I don't wanna wake up dying hope and the lies you make up. They can never tell just who is what. It's not you. You won the fight, but we'll win the war. I don't wanna wake up in this dying hell. And the lies you make up, they can never tell just who is what. It's not you. You won the fight, but we'll win the war. Punk Rocket is not dead, just took a blow to the fucking head. I don't give a shit, yeah, what they said. Punk Rocket is not dead. They're coming out straight off the assembly line. They're a product of the music industry. They're a product of their time. They want everyone to think and act the same. Not individuality, money's the name of the game. Fall in line with a corporate scam. Let's make as much money as we can. Injustice, I don't give a damn. You're more like a businessman. Punk Rocket is not dead. You just took a blow to the fucking head. I don't give a shit, yeah, what they said. Punk Rocket is not dead. My music is just another commodity. No substance, just superficiality. If we're puppets before integrity, not that they've got any. Music doesn't matter, only money. Fall in line with the corporate scam. Let's make as much money as we can. Injustice, I don't give a damn. You're more like a businessman. Punk Rocket is not dead. You just took a blow to the fucking head. I don't give a shit, yeah, what they said. Punk Rocket is not dead. Took a blow to the fucking head. I don't give a shit, yeah, what they said. Punk Rocket is not dead. Now we're some weapon lover discontent. Punk Rocket is not dead. Down with the neoconservatives. Punk Rocket is not dead. Punk Rocket is not dead. I don't give a shit, yeah, what they said. Punk Rocket is not dead.
Hi, this is Phoebe from Heaven the Axe, and you're listening to IRC FM. When you want to be the rockin'est, toughest music people in your street, make sure you crank your speakers, tune into our music at heaventheaxe.com. See you at a show sometime. Yeah!
And yes, you will be able to hear Phoebe and Heaven the Axe up in Brisbane, dead of winter, on the 14th of July 2012. So that will be absolutely awesome to see them playing out to a fully packed out room, the best way to hear them. Anywho, you might not have realised it, but we've just had our penultimate band. I saw these guys a few weeks ago now. Few months ago now, actually. Time flies when you're having fun. from Newcastle. They're a punk pop band, punk rock band from Newcastle, Prevailing Disorder. I saw them on the same bill as Still Waiting from Western Australia, and boy, have I said their name in a totally different context quite a few times over the recent weeks. By the way, speaking of Still Waiting, I'm back at my place of employment driving trains. Just a slight side note there. I also saw Prevailing Disorder. They were on the bill with Heathen Eyes, who are, I believe, coming back with some new members, and they'll be gigging again soon in New Zealand. So that will be awesome. And hopefully I'll be able to catch up with some Kiwi metal artists and promoters while I'm over there. So that will be rather cool. Prevailing Disorder, we heard the rather catchy song Punk Rock's Not Dead. And prior to that, I know that feeling this weekend, I don't want to wake up. Now last week I featured a band called Annihilation. If you like your old school metal, your old school metal, you will enjoy Annihilation. So to finish up, I'm going to sort of keep with the death theme really and feature a bit more Annihilation. The songs that we're going to hear to end up the episode, we're going to hear Kill or Be Killed, Subconscious Suicide, and Death March. So all of the artists that I featured on this week's episode, it's Australian metal and hard rock, which is absolutely awesome. So here's Annihilation, and then I'll be back to wrap things up. Thanks, dudes. This is Urk on Urk FM. How's that for some old school metal? Absolutely awesome stuff. That was Annihilation. They're back with a new album, so if you go to the website, you will be able to find out more about the album. And they got their original lineup back to create an album, which is absolutely awesome. That's the second week now that I've featured some tracks from Annihilation. So if you like what you hear of Annihilation, or any of the other artists for that matter, go to their websites. You can do that by going to irkfmmetalmonday.com, episode 39, and find out more about them. On this week's episode, we have had music featured directly from the artists. Thank you to all of the artists and also all of the industry people, the promotions and the management, for allowing me to play their tunes, because if it wasn't for those guys and girls, I wouldn't be able to play any awesome metal and hard rock for you. On this episode, we heard from In Depth. I should have an echo effect for that, shouldn't I? In Depth from Brisbane. We also heard from Temptress from the New South Wales South Coast. We heard from the Smoke and Mirrors from the New South Wales Central Coast. Hounds of Hiroshima from Launceston in Tasmania. Prevailing Disorder from Newcastle in New South Wales. And finally finishing up with Annihilation. All of the music on Irk FM is featured with the agreements of the artists or under agreements with various music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. The rights to the music remains with the original rights holder. If this isn't enough metal for you, go and check out my buddy Ro from the Dark Compass Metal Show. I really envy Ro this weekend, because while I was going out and seeing Temptress at Sydney Live House and Hounds of Hiroshima and Lab 64 and all his friends at the Valve Bar, Ro and quite a few English podcasters were getting together and having a pub crawl through London. So hope that all went well. I'm sure it did. So check out Ro's show as well, darkcompass.com/metal. He features a lot of great metal and passes a lot on to me. I pass a lot on to him. Also check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting if you like your music a bit softer than at 11. And you can also check out the rest of my shows at irkfm.com. So I will see you next week, hopefully with another artist from Dead of Winter, and also another artist from Irkstock, which is going to be absolutely awesome. Irkstock, so looking forward to that. That is going to be great. Anywho, until next week, hope you've enjoyed the music. Check me out, say hi. Say hi to the artist, and if you do say hi to the artist, don't forget to mention that you heard them on Irk FM Metal Monday. Until next time, I'm Irk. I need that little ducky thing that Clown Boy had at Lab 64.
Don't hate me.
Hang on.
Don't hate me, because I'm metal.
Now I'm just getting stupid. Good night, Interweb. Thanks, Modus.